Clayton Douglas has been good enough to join us on the Early Mail. So of the two today, for the punters out there with me, a dollar to spend, what would you do?
Yeah, look, I'd be having something on Gronkowski today. I think he's ready to go.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Gronkowski, nicely rated by Jake Noonan, and goes on to win. Gronkowski won it by 2.5.
Nah, we need a winner, let's be honest. We need a winner. The Prez is taking care of the spreadsheet, and he's having to draw red lines at the moment. We need it back in the black sooner rather than later. Hopefully we can do something about that today. We've got some greyhound action tonight. Premier racing at Sandown Park this evening. We are very, very excited about that. And we're racing at Pakenham in the Thoroughbreds as well. And, of course, the greyhound action, all thanks to the Watchdog app, the Early Mail for the Watchdog app, Greyhound Race of Victoria. We will see every Victorian greyhound race live and free. The Watchdog app free at your app store. And I reckon we might have one of those winners for us today at Sandown as well. Lisa Delbridge is on the line with a couple of runners for us tonight. Maybe a little sneaky one on Saturday as well. We'll have a chat about Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to concentrate on a few of your dogs, not all of them, because I think you might have nine in action tonight at Sandown, do you?
Yeah, that's right, yep.
Righto. Well, let's have a little bit of a chat about a couple of them. Race five, you got two of them, Valor Bale and Zohar Bale. Now, Valor Bale regained the winning feeling at Sandown Park last Thursday night. Zohar Bale won his only start over 5.95 at Sandown as well. Which one of these two do you lean towards and why?
I'd have to say, they're probably evenly good race dogs between themselves, but Valor Bale seems to play up in the boxes lately, so if he can get the right run, he should be hard to beat. But, I mean, Zohan, you can never cut him out because it's big motor. If you get a clear run, he can be up there too. So I give him both a chance. Just depends on how they get out around that first corner into the straight at Sandown.
Are there any tricks of the trade to deal with a little bit of shenanigans in the boxes? How can you straighten that up?
No. It's very hard. It's very hard. Once they start, and I don't know why he does it, but because he never used to. So I don't know whether it's because he's just excited to be racing or what it is, but it is what it is. We just have to deal with it.
Right, that's race five, number three and four, Valor Bale and Zohar Bale. Race eight, you've got two as well. Consecutive numbers again, which was easy for us. Seven and eight, Landon Bale and Elite Alex. Now, they both come off a trip to Launceston, got the frequent flyer points up. Landon Bale's won 13 of 26. Elite Alex won 9 from 17. The wide draws, how do they suit?
Probably not good. Elite Alex wants the fence, so, he's got the pace early enough to probably get across, but it's a hard race. There is a lot of pace early on the inside, so we're just crossing our fingers, close our eyes and see what happens.
All right, that's the runners today at Sandown Park. Which one's your best today at Sandown?
Maybe race 11, Vendetta Reef.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she hasn't run much over the 500, but she's got pace early, and she led at the Meadows a couple of starts back and just got pipped on the line. So she, like, if she runs up to her 5.10 sort of times on the first split that she does at the Meadows, she should be leading, but it's just the question of the over the, you know, the distance. But
yep.
If she's out in front, you never know what's going to happen behind. So she's a smoky, I reckon, if she can lead and, you know, trouble behind, she might be at good odds.
Well, we'll take it. Race 11, number 3, Vendetta Reef tonight at Sandown. $4.20, the early markets at tab.com.au. We're taking that. We're running. Lisa, we appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Lisa Delbridge there with 11.3 as our investment today with a dollar for the Greyhound spreadsheet. Well, thanks to the Watchdog app. All Greyhound races live and free in the Watchdog app. Download it today as we get ready for the Thoroughbreds. We're at Pakenham today. 5.45 start for race one at Pakenham. Cliff Brown's got three rolling around for us today. We appreciate his time. Cliff, good morning.
Morning. How are you going?
Going very well. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Three today. Race three, number 10, Von Hawk. Now, I've got to mail that this is a very fine animal. A beautiful three-year-old cop from Saverbeal. Second on debut at Pakenham 15 days ago. Can we go one better today?
Oh, look, we're full of hope. He's certainly trained on well. He looks well. He's done everything right. So I think the step up to 1,400 metre suit. So, yeah, we're full of hope. But it's a good, strong race. You know, with this sort of prize money, they're always going to be.
Have you got an opinion of him?
I think he's a nice horse going forward, yeah.
Okay, that's $3.40 for number 10 in race 3, Von Hawk. Race 4, number 7, Trading Post is in action today. Third run
no,
back
he
in.
Won't run, Daniel.
Right, well, that's easy yeah. done. We can scratch.
Cut the chat down evenly.
Perfect. And then race 5, number 12, is she going around? Lady Di Di going around today?
Yes, she is.
Righto, first up, she is today. Three starts for three placings. What have you done in the spell to maybe just change things up for her?
Look, to be fair, she hasn't had a lot of things go her way in a couple of the races. She's been very consistent. The horses that have beaten her have all gone on and done well, and those around her have run well and won races. So the form around her is very strong. She goes there in good shape, Jamie to ride. So I think she's a really nice chance as well.
All right. Well, for our punters out there with their dollar, Cliff, what would they do?
I think they're both really well. I think they'll both run well. So, yeah, you could have something on both.
Right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to all up them.
You see, I'm never that positive, Daniel. That's
my job to be positive.
It's a disaster. Yeah.
Well, we're backing you in, mate. We think you've got it nailed today. And 3:10 into 5:12, we'll take it and run. Good luck. I appreciate your time.
Probably by 8 o'clock tonight, you'll be like, oh, my God.
every chance. But that's our will. That's our life anyway on the punt here.
Exactly. Have a great day.
Good stuff. Cliff Brown with us. 3:10 into 5:12. It's a double on the early mail.
We haven't had a winner since Adam was a boy, and you're going for an all-up.
Good four. Rails in a very nice at 4 metres entire circuit position there at Pakenham tonight. Good four, at four. It's a perfect way to go. 3:10 into 5:12. A double on the early mail.